What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 40 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, The Spiritual Battle is Real. Bruce Barton once wrote, "Those who are really under grace take sin seriously. Sin is no longer their master, but it is still a powerful adversary. If we don't take sin seriously, we fall into it. If we don't take victory seriously, we fail to utilize the Holy Spirit's help." Our text for today is from Romans chapter 7, verse 15, through the beginning of verse 25. "For I do not understand my own actions. For I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law that it is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being, but I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord." Paul describes the intense internal struggle that exists between the spirit and the flesh. There's a constant battle that lies within the life of every believer that requires constant awareness, maturing faith, and total dependence on God. Charles Swindoll eloquently describes Paul's words found in Romans 7. As far as we know, the Apostle Paul never held an artist's brush. Nevertheless, his portrait of humanity, done in pen and ink, hangs in the gallery of his letter to the Romans. The first frame bears the name Lost Person, and it's bluntly accurate. His is a picture of depravity, emptiness, and pride. The second frame holds the image of a grateful figure named Justified Sinner. Newly freed from the death grip of sin, this person can barely contain his joy. The next frame is encouraging because it captures the exuberance of one victorious believer. He has discovered that, in reality, eternal life doesn't begin after death. It begins the moment one believes in Christ. At the end of the corridor, a dark picture hangs. The subject is a sad, exhausted, defeated man. Who is this, you ask? It's a self-portrait of the artist. It's Paul. If you dust off the brass nameplate, you'll see the name written in his own hand. Wretched man. Romans 7 is Paul's self-portrait in which he uses the first-person singular pronoun, I, almost 30 times. Near the end of his verbal self-portrait, he exclaims, "Wretched man that I am." The term wretched is translated from a Greek word that means suffering, afflicted, miserable. Paul honestly acknowledged that the spiritual conflict was real and caused great anguish within his soul. To understand Romans 7 fully, we must realize the dual nature of a Christian. Before salvation, a person possesses only one nature, the sin nature. However, upon coming to Christ, individuals become new creations, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, with a new nature. However, this new spiritual nature still resides in the old flesh. These two natures are in constant conflict, pulling the believer in opposing directions. The spiritual nature of the believer draws him toward righteousness, while the flesh urges him in the opposite direction. This inner struggle leads to a desire to do one thing while being compelled to act contrary to that desire. But how do the wrong desires of a believer differ from those of an unbeliever? The difference lies in the believer's hatred for the sinful flesh and a longing to be liberated from it, a desire that unbelievers lack. Paul's intense yearning to live a godly life and his frustration with the battle between his flesh and spirit ultimately led him to exclaim in desperation, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" The answer is found in Jesus Christ, our Lord. With gratitude, Paul acknowledges that the source of his deliverance is Christ. While the struggle is real, so is the answer. Christians who possess a genuine, growing relationship with a living Lord, empowered by the Holy Spirit, have hope for victory. Some questions to consider. Why is it essential to acknowledge that the struggle between the spirit and the flesh is real? Why is it significant that Paul says in verse 17 that sin dwells within us? And finally, what biblical truths can you derive today from Paul's conclusion in Romans 7:25? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.